coming up at the MSU Denver campus in the St. Cajetan's Event Center, the 8th Annual Lalo Delgado Poetry Festival. This is produced by the MSU Denver Chicano Studies Department. Let's see what Dr. Ramon Del Castillo put together. In fact, he and some friends brought in the poet Jimmy Santiago Baca. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
We got to get you out there to the millions of KUVO fans listening to jazz this morning, getting their reality check. And, you know, I count on poets for my news. That's where I get my news from.
You get your news from
the news
poets.
Is good. The news is good.
I get mine from Father from The Simpsons.
That's tomorrow morning.
Even at this early hour, the festival is called From the Sword to the Pen, Jimmy Santiago Baca. I want to introduce people to you, maybe by pointing them to a film just produced on your life, A Place to Stand. You can find trailers to this on YouTube, and a documentary about your interesting life, which includes, would you call them misdeeds as a youth, and then discovering poetry while you were a guest of the state?
I think the greatest deeds that I ever did were not misdeeds, they were beautiful, miraculous deeds, like robbing banks, you know. I was taking hostage these people trying to kill the last remaining extinct rhinos.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, heroic.
Those were not misdeeds, dude.
Heroic.
I was saving animals from extinction.
You have on your belt a sword or a pen? Or are they the very same thing?
The same thing.
They're exactly the very same
thing. A samurai sword that turns instantly into a pen because we now have those graphic novels that can do it. Like, what was that show called, Daredevil?
Yeah.
The guy instantly can take on 39 people and kill them in one swing, you know?
Yeah, that's
of course, it has to be a white guy, but that's beside the point.
Blind.
Yeah, blind white guy too, right? Yeah.
Jimmy Santiago Baca, you're in town a little early. The festival is tomorrow at St. Cajetan's Event Center. You're actually going to do a couple things today running around town. They've got you speaking to some youth as well.
I don't know my schedule yet. I've got to take a look at it, but I'm sure that Christine and Ramon are going to work me to the bone, because that's what we do. We work to the bone.
And you're based now where? Tell me about your base
south.
And the farm and what you're doing down there.
We I'm south of here in New Mexico, have a farm there, and also have an organic restaurant, and have an incredible 1921 adobe house where I can yell as loud as I can and no one can hear me.
Mm. Somehow the word gets out.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not really trying to keep it a secret. the things that inspire you, the stories that you tell. It's National Poetry Month as well. Are you feeling like maybe the art form is coming back? It's always been a part of
it. I think it's always been there. It's just developing. Sometimes in the development, it's like a wave. Sometimes it ebbs and flows, you know?
Okay.
Sometimes it touches your feet, and sometimes you just watch it go away. But it's there.
Jimmy Santiago Baca is speaking this year at the 8th Annual Lalo Delgado Poetry Festival, From the Sword to the Pen, the title of this this event. You picked out a piece to read for us from what's your collection called?
This is called Winter Poems Along the Rio Grande. And I picked something out here just at random, just waking up. You guys ready?
Yeah.
This is for Dave and Amy. All right. You ever have one of those days so intense with your developing dream, rising out of earth, from the horizon, becoming real? One of those days filled with conversations with friends, nurturing and honest, where you discuss a kind of wonder that's wrapped around you. The pain you've overcome, heartbreaks you suffered, hurt you went through, and yet endured. To move on into a day like this, loving stronger, happiness more grounded and deeper, embedded in your bones, a newly discovered mineral that's cured you of your uncertainties. crystallized your healing process into a routine dream of you alive now. Breathe in, breathe out, now. Touch and engage and act upon, amend as you change and correct yourselves to live many more days like this. Have you ever been there?
Oh, man, I'm there right now. I'm there right now.
That was just a quarter of the poem. I just thought I should stop there.
Jimmy Santiago Baca, featured poet for the 8th Annual Lalo Delgado Poetry Festival. It's tomorrow at St. Cajetan's Event Center. And it runs from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. You can get details at the website for the Chicana and Chicano Studies Department at msudenver.edu.
So, Jimmy, I got a question. This is George, man, and I got a question for you. So
He's up in Evergreen. You can't see him, Jimmy.
That's right, which is a good thing. But what is it that kind of what is it that leads you or that motivates you to write? What is it that comes to you that has you write something down?
It used to be wanting to date the finest women in the world.
That would do it.
I would get out of bed thinking, what can I do with this thing called poetry?
Did it work?
No, it didn't work. I unfortunately had to look in the mirror and see the reality of life staring at me, you know? I used to say, damn, dude. I mean, all the poetry in the world ain't going to heal that.
No, okay.
What gets me to writing? What gets me to doing? I think it's this, no matter what trends and pop culture soap bubbles we blow and all that good stuff and all the money that flows in and out of this society. I think it's those people that get out of bed in the morning and put on their work boots and go to work and stand at the bus stop with their lunch buckets, or the women that you see trudging after 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 mayors come and go. And those women are still cleaning the same porches, changing the same diapers and stuff. It's those people that never get credit, and the people that keep their lives are like jazz that run through the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And it's those lyrical, it's that jazz that keeps the belief in all of us and keeps us faithful to one day it may get better. And that's what keeps us really human, I think. And it's those people that allow me to get out of bed and inspire me to write.
Jimmy Santiago Baca speaks at this year's 8th Annual Lalo Delgado Poetry Festival, From the Sword to the Pen. Visit the website at msudenver.edu. Click on the Chicana and Chicano Studies Department for more details. That's tomorrow at the St. Cajetan's Event Center. Good morning, Jimmy Santiago Baca. Thank you for waking up and visiting us with some words and some life and some spirit.
Thank you very much.